Welcome to Sunday Sermons and other recordings from the Unitarian Universalist Church of Davis, California. Please visit our website at www.uudavis.org for further information.
Welcome to the Unitarian Universalist Church of Davis. My name is Alex Hayter-Winnett, and I am your summer minister.
And I am Steve Burns, your worship associate for today. We're so glad you're here with us today.
Welcome to this sacred space where we know that we do not need to think alike to love alike, where we know the questions we share are key to our growing. This is a community where we know it takes everyone to make everyone free. Regardless of whom you love or where you come from, you are welcome here. Whether you are pagan, Christian, Jewish, Buddhist, Muslim, atheist, none of the above, or something else entirely, you are welcome here. Where this is a place where we know the things that make you special are both visible and invisible, and all are valued here. Here, where we strive to cultivate the spirit and serve one another in our search for justice, you are welcome here.
To acknowledge all that is being held by the people in this room, we light one pillar candle for the sorrows of the world, for the moments that weigh heavily on our hearts. We light a second pillar candle for the joys of the world, for the moments of hope and celebration. Come, let us worship together. I ask Alex Lee Jobe to come forward and light our chalice today. Alex is a member of the Davis Phoenix Coalition. He's been a longtime member of the church for as long as I can remember, and is very active in many areas of the church. Blessed is the fire that burns deep in the soul. It is the flame of the human spirit, touched into being by the mystery of life. It is the fire of reason, the fire of compassion, the fire of community, the fire of justice, the fire of faith. It is the fire of love burning deep in the human heart, the divine glow in every life. By Eric A. Heller Wagner. I now think of life as having three phases with 30-year increments, more or less. At a recent planning session with an advisor, he simply asked, "How long are you going to live?" I laughed a bit and decided on 90 years. It is an excellent question. It would make planning much easier, though I'm not certain that knowing the answer would be a good thing. As I've gotten older, my values have clarified, and one of the most important things in my life now is community. Many articles cross my path about optimizing this or that in retirement, but the ones that really cause me to wonder are the ones that give you the best states or cities in which to retire. Leaving all the people who I have come to know through the decades and going somewhere where I know no one and nobody knows me seems more like a punishment than a reward. As I stated during a short talk at my 60th birthday party a couple years ago, I look to all of you as my teachers. Seeing how you grow through aging, sometimes very challenging health problems or serious issues with children or other family members, I learned different ways to live and thrive with all the twists and turns which come in our journey. Really feeling the interconnected web and working it being tightly enmeshed within it gives me a sense of well-being. Knowing personally and seeing indirectly how quickly our life's circumstances can change, growing and being part of this extended community is a precious gift. I have always been interested in my elders, starting with my grandparents who had interesting skills and stories. They had cool garages with mysterious tools, knew how to fix engines, paint houses, grow and bake their own food, including a mysterious food that I learned to grow up with as kolaches, and even play ancient games like backgammon. In recent years, I have been privileged to walk with some of our elders on their final journey. Hearing about their triumphs, joys, and sometimes regrets has been a great gift. Mostly, I witness that these fine souls focus more on the positive things in their lives than the negative. And it is only truly sad for me when their final lap strips them of their memories of major portions of their life. Asked how my views of the divine or transcendent mystery have changed as I grew older, my thoughts did not bubble over. I've long believed that there are profound truths and meaning in many different spiritual paths, so the concept of a single correct path never felt right. Although caring for each other, helping the stranger or the lost, is present in most religious faiths. Community is suffused throughout our major religious texts. And in my opinion, this is as it should be.
Good morning. I'm Ellie Norris, and I have addressed you other times as a worship associate. Today, I've been given the daunting task of sharing a pearl of wisdom with you. Not only am I an elder now, I'm supposed to be a wise elder. And I did bring my prop with me. Each morning when I'm up and dressed and the bed is made, I do a morning ritual. I go to the bureau in my bedroom, which is now my altar. On it are special mementos that call people and events to mind. I light a candle and I say some words. Here are some of them. I give thanks for this new day, for this new beginning. And I say yes to life. Yes to life. Why do I say that? I really heard those words for the first time. I mean, really heard them in a sermon at Trinity Methodist Church in Berkeley, where I was a member in the 1980s. Our church was deciding whether to become a reconciling congregation, welcoming people no matter their sexual orientation. And the day before the vote, our pastor, Ron Parker, based his sermon on these words that Moses said to his followers millennia ago. I set before you life and death, blessing and curse. Therefore choose life, that your descendants may live. That sounds pretty momentous, huge. And for Moses and his people, the choice was huge, not just for biological life, but for all qualities that make us human. Spiritual, ethical, psychological. Ron made clear that we still make important decisions in our own life, and that it's not always easy to choose which is the choice for life. What about a woman with several children who finds herself in an unplanned pregnancy? To have an abortion or not? What about the gay man deciding whether to come out or not, risk his job, or remain silent? Now, I had discussed with Ron that I was lesbian and had lived in the closet all my life. I'd grown up in conservative San Joaquin Valley in a conservative family and had chosen to come out to only a few friends. But now, as our church faced a choice of becoming open to all gay and lesbian people, was I going to remain silent? Was it time to come out now, in my 50s, to this whole congregation? Oh my God. Fortunately, I realized that to remain silent would indeed be a choice for death. I came out and I was surrounded by love. The church voted to become a reconciling congregation, not because I had come out, because it was the right time for it to happen. For me, the choice was the beginning of another freer chapter in my life. I'm telling you this story this morning not just as a coming out story, one more coming out story. I'm telling it because this is my pearl for you. Say yes to life. It has become my mantra, and it raises my spirits when I remember to say it, even when the decision doesn't seem very important. For example, this morning, my feet hurt and my knees ache, so I feel a little wobbly on my feet. What shall I do? Stagger onward with sore feet? Carry a cane and gripe about it? Or just laugh at vanity and carry my cane with a swagger? So this is another yes to life. Life as it is. And by the way, 90 is much, you're cutting yourself much too short. I hope I'll be able to say yes when I'm faced with more critical decisions. Now, I don't always say yes. I don't always remember to say, even think about it. But when I do remember, the day goes better. That's another pearl. Remember to remember.
I need the stool.
Good morning. I'm Leanne Friedman. I've been a member of this church for 30-ish years, doing different things. So, here we go. I'm going to mostly read this. Alex asked me to share some pearls of wisdom. I don't wear pearls, but I do wear kukui nut leis. The kukui nut, also called candle nut, is filled with oil that is used to make candles or torches. So kukui, torch, gives ike, light. The tree that the nut comes from is thus considered to have the power of enlightenment. Ike also means knowledge or understanding. So here, in a nutshell, is some of what I am gradually coming to understand. First, some background. My parents were secular Jews with a strong sense of social justice. I remember going on protest marches as a child. We were called commie pinko in those days. So my interest in social justice issues is very much a part of my family DNA. Along with my interest in peace and justice, I got a big dose of the shoulds from my father. What I should care about, how I should always look after other people's concerns before my own. I know he was trying to inspire me to be the best person I could be, but it also set me up to doubt myself, to become a perfectionist, to try to win his approval. This is a lifelong task, learning to balance taking care of others with taking care of myself. Here are a few of the things I try to keep in mind. A quote from Rabbi Hillel, "If I am not for myself, who will be for me? If I am only for myself, what am I? And if not now, when?" And from Goethe, "As soon as you trust yourself, you will know how to live." And here is my motto as a recovering perfectionist. Sometimes good enough is good enough. I am learning to forgive myself when I make a mistake. I tend to give others the benefit of the doubt, but rate myself over the coals when I have done something wrong, and give myself time to rest and relax when I need it. I am trying to discern my motivation for what I do. Is it an obligation, a commitment I have made, something I feel that I should want to do, or something that I really love and want to do for myself? I love dancing hula, not trying to be perfect, but just loving the music and the feeling of moving my body to tell the story. The signature song of my halau is called Mele Ohana, a song for my family, and I feel so much aloha spirit when I dance it.
I allow myself to not judge all the time. Am I doing it just right? But to be with the feeling of the dance. And then it is just right. Mahalo.
Good morning. I'm John McKeon. I've been a member of the church for about 9 years now. I have a question for you. I wonder who in this congregation believes that wisdom accrues with age. Maybe experience. Curiosity is so part of my DNA that you will find me almost never looking down, but scanning from side to side like steering a boat. The most important card in my wallet is my library card. It lets me travel the world and provides a continued source for lifelong learning. I was fortunate to have grown up with heroes who helped me shape my world. They were my mother, Lois Lee Penwell, who taught her Sunday school class about Aboriginal creation myths, and me too. I was fortunate that also my uncle, Bud Carlton Penwell, showed me how to take apart a Model A Ford engine and put it back together again. That was during my Easter break of my junior year in high school. My partner, Valerie Middleton Ziegler Olson, has been my teacher and my soulmate. That's a very important word for me. My mentor was Herb Dingler, who hired me to work in his bookstore on Burlingame Avenue, where I worked for a couple of years, and in the frame shop. He was also a teacher at Stanford working on the Jasper Biological Preserve, and we walked a road over that serpentine area, which is just east of the San Andreas Fault, for the next 40 years. He taught me about ecology and plants and nature and encouraged me to attend Stanford. He said, "That's not a big deal." When I was in graduate school in medicine, I always looked for three different sources to explore a brand new concept, something I still do and would encourage for everyone. I believe that food is more important than medicine to support a healthy microbiome, and I see no reason to eat overly processed or chemically contaminated products. Meditation and time spent using my right brain through music, art, swimming, hand skills like carpentry or knitting are also important for me, for my mental health. I remember fondly my younger days gliding, flying, surfing, diving, but I am content today to pay careful attention to the creatures and plants in our garden or at Cache Creek Conservancy or at the Woodland City College where I participate as a master gardener. I would like to share some words from a second century poet, a Roman poet and philosopher, Plotinus, who said, and is quoted by Coleman Barks, as a model for spiritual life. He said, "Human consciousness is like a net thrown into the sea. This is what we are with all our longing, our works of art, our lives. We are the net. Soul is the ocean we are in, but we cannot hold on to it. We cannot own any part of what we swim within. The mystery we love so, yet the longing we feel is there because of soul. To some degree, we are what we are longing for. Some part of the ocean swims in the fish. The visible universe, the entire cosmos, nature, ourselves, and all we do is a net thrown into the ocean of soul." I began by asking you a question. I have one more question for you. Does the fish know that it's swimming?
Friends, please join me in a spirit of meditation, stillness, or prayer. Spirit of love, life and justice. You who go by many names, we say yes to life. We recognize you in this fierce intimacy of now. We give thanks for this time to be together again, for these long, hot days, these days of plenty and gratitude. We call to mind those who are celebrating and those who are grieving. We call to mind those who are healing or struggling with health. We give thanks for the everyday heroes, those who show us that another world is possible. Our children and youth, our elders. We give thanks for those working for justice, equity, compassion, and peace. We bring our minds to those who are struggling at the border for more justice, for more peace. Together, we do the work of the people. Let us now lift up our hearts and our minds and our voices for the names of the people, places, and events we have brought with us today. For all these prayers spoken and those that remain in the silent sanctuary of our hearts, for these people, places, and events that weave us together in a tapestry of love we call community, we say amen.
And finally, our offering today, as people know, we give half our offering each week to an organization chosen by the congregation, submitted by members. Today we have Phoenix Coalition, and every day this month, where we will share half of our plate. And Alex Lee Job is a member of Phoenix Coalition, and she's going to give a very short explanation of what they do.
Well, I'm a founding member of the Phoenix Coalition. It started in 2013 after the near-death beating of Mikey Partita in downtown Davis. He was almost beaten to death, and as the young man was beating him, he was yelling out, "faggot." So it was a hate crime, the first hate crime prosecuted in Yolo County. And at that time, I didn't want Davis to be known as a city that had these events occur and just swept it under the rug, saying this is a one-time event, Davis is a liberal college town where everyone is safe. Well, that's not true about Davis, not for everyone who lives here. So I started the Phoenix Coalition, and 6 years later, we have grown and thrived, and one of the things I really love about the coalition is it gives us, like we did a vigil a couple Fridays ago for the camps, and it gives people a place to come, the community a place to come when these horrible things happen in our country, and it gives us a place to voice our protest against these things. So I appreciate all the financial gifts you will give to the Phoenix Coalition. Thank you very much.
Touch a shoulder, make eye contact, some human contact. That's what we're all about here, is human contact. Friends, remember, we have a lovely reception afterwards, and we invite you to stick around for the Rutgers Life Odyssey afterward, and there are tickets on sale for the fundraiser for La Cocina.
And as we move out into the world, remember that we all are keepers of pearls of wisdom. We all have lessons and stories to share. We give thanks for our elders, those who have led the way, who show us the way that life has been and the way that life can be. Let us receive the stories and wisdom and love they have shared together and bring it and grow and be leaders and teachers for each other and for others. Go into the world and let the people say amen.
Amen.
Blessed be.